If you're of a certain age, this may sound familiar.
It's part of your good breakfast and tastes.
I know, great!
Sit down to breakfast with Tony, and you'll discover why it's great.
And honestly, cereal commercials marketed to children and the sugar content in cereal hasn't changed much since I was a kid in the 1970s. Now, new research from the University of Georgia in collaboration with the University of Southern California Research Group looks at how added sugar consumption during early life can impact memory function in a rodent model. Lead author Emily Noble, an assistant professor in the Department of Foods and Nutrition at UGA, joins us to talk about this research. Welcome to Athens News Matters.
Hi, thank you for inviting me.
So to start with, what actually interested you in conducting this study? I'm assuming it's not just because you're a fan of Captain Crunch.
I actually got interested in added sugar when I was in graduate school. We were looking at the effects of a Western diet, so that's both high in sugar and high in fat, on memory function in animals. And one thing that we noticed is that the diet was very high in, I mean, it contained about 17% of calories from sugar, which is even higher than recommended for the American diet. They recommend no more than 10% of calories from added sugar. Turns out that children actually consume about that amount, 16, 17%. And so we got interested in the question because we saw such a striking impact of the Western diet on learning and memory function. And we wanted to know, is it, you know, what component of the diet might be driving the effect? Is it the fat alone? Is it the sugar alone? Is it the combination of the two?
I read the goal for your research was to find out whether excessive early life consumption of added sugars negatively impacted memory function via something called the gut microbiome. Can you unpack that for us?
So the gut microbiome, so we are living in a symbiotic relationship with our gut bacteria. So we've got about 100 trillion microorganisms.
Wow.
We basically are living in this sort of collaboration with healthy gut bacteria. Now, there are gut bacteria that are not so healthy as well. And what we're learning more and more is that the types of bacteria that are in your gut, particularly during early life, the bacteria that are present, they're important for the normal development of the brain.
So then how does the sugar actually then, what does it do to the gut microbiome?
What we found in our study is that we were looking for clues as to, you know, which types of bacteria might be related to memory function. And we found one type of bacteria that was both elevated by the sugar and negatively correlated. So basically, the more of this bacteria that you had, the less well the rats did on the memory task. So it was correlated with their memory performance. We reached out to a collaborator. She's at UCLA, Elaine Tsao, who is a microbiologist, and they grew some of these particular species of bacteria for us. And we transferred that bacteria alone into the gut of another group of young rats. So these rats didn't have any sugar at all. They just had a gut that was enriched with this type of bacteria.
Wow.
And in this case, we also saw the memory impairment. So we think that this particular species of bacteria plays a role in sugar-induced cognitive deficits.
Emily Noble is an associate professor at UGA. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Oh, thank you very much for having me.